Welcome to this week's edition of Weekly Finance News Wrap, presented by me, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Monday, the 6th of July, starts with two electrifying stories from the Australian motor industry. Firstly, the leap towards affordability in electric vehicles takes off as the Leap Motor B05 makes its entrance into Australia's below $40,000 EV market. This super competitive newcomer, starting at just $35,990 drive away, comes in two exciting versions. The Style, with a 56.2 kilowatt hour battery promising a 401 kilometer range, and the Design LR, expanding horizons with a larger 67.1 kilowatt hour battery and a 482 kilometer range. These models don't just deliver on price and range, but also on advanced tech, fast charging, and they're all set to challenge rivals MG4 and BYD Dolphin. Got your calculator on standby? Good. Consider everything from loan dynamics to total ownership costs before making your purchase. Next up, more on electric boating. Yes, you heard that right. Electric boating isn't just an experimental concept anymore. It's steadily making waves in the marine industry, maturing as a viable option for potential boat owners. The factors to think about include charging access, battery maintenance, preemptive design considerations, and costs. In particular, the impact of these on your budget and loan requirements. Throughout the industry, we're witnessing this shift towards electric and hybrid boating that goes hand in hand with an emphasis on informed financial planning. For both commercial operators who ply fixed routes and recreational boaters who enjoy a leisurely day at sea, knowing your usage patterns and what you're getting into is the key to riding the wave of electric boats adoption. Switching gears now to something more terrestrial, your mortgage. In the aftermath of the Reserve Bank of Australia holding its cash rate steady at 4.35%, lenders are slashing rates to attract fresh mortgage applicants, even as existing holders continue to grapple with earlier increases. If you're in this boat, pun intended, paying attention could mean potential savings. Yes, the rates might be steady, but that doesn't mean your loan repayments will follow suit. It's time to dust off those negotiation skills or start exploring refinancing options. And remember, there's more to a mortgage than just interest rates. Evaluate fees, scrutinize loan features, and remember, it's not just about the rates. Making proactive decisions could land you a dream deal. And that, dear listeners, wraps up our weekly finance news hangout. For more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, bringing you the latest and greatest in finance, courtesy of Financial Services Online. Till next week, stay smart, stay invested.